The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am... The Flash.
What's up, yo? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking the Flash, now available on iTunes. It is Wednesday, May 3rd. I'll be talking about last week's episode, The Once and Future Flash, which I like to call the Big Tease. Yes, the Big Tease. But yeah, it aired last week on the CW. I haven't had a chance to watch last night's episode, so I'm kind of in the blind a little bit, but I will watch it and get that review up as soon as possible. But I'm looking at my notes here on last week's episode. Yeah, this is the Big Tease. This is the Big Tease because it didn't give you a lot. And then in the end, just gives you that cliffhanger. And I swear to goodness gracious, because the commercial for last night's episode, we get to see who Savitar is. And if we don't, I'm going to lose my crap. I'll tell you that right now. This episode, dope, because, you know, we got to see Killer Frost whooping some ass. The Flash visits the future, which runs into the mirror dude, whatever his name is, and that Vertigo chick, which I like. I like those two bad guys. Didn't get to see that much kick ass because I really like the episode that they were in when they were going through the buildings and everything else and the windows and all that good stuff. But I'll take it. But I know that wasn't the main focus. The main focus is that, you know, Barry was going there and ran into future Cisco and then ran into future Barry and then Julian and then Joe and then all that stuff and everything else, which... The future team is really effed up, and we all knew that Barry wasn't going to leave the team there and have to deal with all the crap by themselves. So it was cool to see him save the day and kind of get back the future Flash, which was it just me or did the future Flash have a deeper voice than past Flash? Or, yeah, either way, I don't know. But we didn't get any real answers, but we did get some tech. So now Barry has this tech that he can go into back to his time. And try to find this girl, and maybe this girl can find some answers. I don't know if that's what we're going to see in this, in last night's episode, because I didn't see any kind of thing of any type of person that he's supposed to talk to. It was just like straight Savitar, him, and then somebody. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. By the look of it, though, it's supposed to be really, really good because remember Killer Frost's face at the end of this episode? She wasn't even sure she was going to team up with Savitar, and then he gets out. Somebody comes out of the suit, and she's like, what do you want me to do? So she just jumps right on board and does – yeah, it's going to be – I don't even know. I have no clue who's it going to be. No clue. So I haven't seen it. I guess I'll watch it soon, like really, really soon, maybe even tonight, and find out who the hell is Savitar. I swear to God, if they don't show who that Savitar is, I'm going to be mad. So, all right, people, that's it for this review. I mean, it's a simple episode, and I think it was just, for me, it was just meant that last cliffhanger of seeing whoever that was coming out of Savitar. So, I mean, it was a good episode, but yeah, I could fast forward it because I need to know who Savitar is. So feel free. Shout out to everybody that's been liking and retweeting and resharing the Flash recaps. I appreciate it. And the Arrow ones. I do Arrow with my friend Anna B from Australia. So that's pretty much it. If you want to check out more of our stuff, you can go to iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. On the top, you'll see something called podcasts. Everything is there. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. My Snapchat's on the blog. iTunes. You can go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And you can find Arrow, The Flash, and some other stuff there as well. So that is it. Everybody have a great day. Don't forget another episode airs Tuesday on the CW. I will watch last night's episode tonight, and maybe I'll throw it out there tomorrow. All right, people, have a good one. Peace out.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.